Hey guys, today's episode is coming to you with a sick baby and a sick mama, but we're gonna still have fun and dive on in. In fact, he's napping next to me saying, "Go, Mom," in his sleep. Cue the intro. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey, everybody. So today I'm kind of sitting back and taking a little bit of time to get better. I woke up this morning feeling really sick. And one of the things that is just kind of amazing to me is how much growth I've experienced over the last 2.5 years. It kind of actually still blows my mind a little bit, but I'm going to try to be quiet because I don't want to wake up Dominic next to me. So one of the things that's really kind of blowing my mind about being a social media manager is that, you know, when I started this, obviously the goal was ultimately freedom. You know, I wanted to build a career that was free, that gave me the ability to be with my kids when they're sick, something that gives me the ability to, you know, if I'm not feeling great, to be able to rest and feel better. But the craziest thing is, somewhere along the way, somewhere along the journey, I kind of lost track of that. And I haven't really opened up about this a whole lot, but I'm feeling kind of like sick, and so I'm like, I might as well just talk about it. But, you know, something a lot of people noticed over the last 2.5 years is that I was sitting there pulling all-nighters multiple times a week and just working like crazy, working 100-hour work weeks. And something had started to happen that my family really wasn't happy about. I was missing out on family events. I was starting to kind of skip family dinners. You know, before you know it, I was asking Paul to take care of the girls. And what we kind of discovered was that even though I had built something that technically was supposed to give me freedom, I never embraced or allowed that freedom to come into place. I just kept piling more and more tasks on the list and wanting to go bigger and faster and make everything better. Have you ever experienced that before? It's one of the craziest things. Once you get the thing that you're looking for, sometimes we aren't even ready to handle it. We aren't prepared to actually embrace it and love it. It's like someone who's been waiting their whole life to fall in love or find that perfect person, and then they do find that perfect person, and then they don't make time for them, or they find their flaws or something. It's kind of crazy how that happens. But when Dominic came along, you guys, it was like literally one of the most life-changing experiences in a different way than I've ever experienced before. When Dominic came along, I had this kind of awakening, even while I was in the hospital, realizing you have 3 children and you have a husband, you have people that are relying on you, and you're working like you're going to die in a few years. Now, granted, I know that at some point we're all going to die and we all want to make an impact and a legacy, but one of the things that I have been such a big proponent of for the longest time was freedom. Like, I wanted to be a social media manager so that I could enjoy my family, spend more time with them, you know, be alive when I spend time with them. Yet I wasn't practicing it every day. In fact, I was finding myself wanting to find new hacks and tricks to sleep less and try to get more work done. But one of the craziest things happened when I had Dominic and went through this kind of awakening. And that is that I realized that, oh my gosh, I can do so much more if I take care of myself. And it's not easy after you've been putting in years of work. Anyone who's listening to this, if you've experienced that before, you're probably relating to what I'm saying. One of the craziest and coolest pieces of advice I've heard, though, is from my good friend, Natasha Hazlett. And she shared that one of the best things she experienced was slowing down to speed up. By moving too fast, by acting like I'm going to die in a couple of years, basically, with how much I'm working, by being frantic and always stressed and always thinking about work all the time, I was actually doing everyone a disservice. Does that sound familiar? By putting everything into work and never taking the time to step back and refresh and allowing myself to get sick and never allowing myself to get a good night's rest, I was actually not shortcutting the process, but shortchanging my clients, my students, my family, and myself. And so today's a day where I'm kind of reflecting on how far I've come over the last 5 weeks. And if you're listening to this and you're like, oh my gosh, this relates to exactly where I am right now. One of the best things that happened when I started to actually become very intentional about work time and sleep time and not pulling all-nighters and listening to my body, as crazy as that sounds, when I started to do all of those things, I found that I was more clear on what I needed to do for my clients. I was able to go into, you know, Social Media United and into Social Media Elite, into the Social Click, and deliver the best value that I've ever delivered. How does that work? It's kind of crazy, but I think it all relates to the law of diminishing returns, where sometimes we think because a little bit is good, a lot is much better. But there are studies that show that diminishing returns mean that putting more work into something or putting more of something into a process or whatever it is doesn't necessarily yield better results. You know, first you do something and you get great results, but then if you just keep doing more and more and more of it, you don't get as good of results. Same goes with work. And so one of the things that I decided today when I woke up and I wasn't feeling well, my old reaction, old Rachel would say, let's stay up, let's make it happen, let's still meet all of the appointments that we had for today, let's still do everything at 100% because otherwise you're going to let everyone down. And it was kind of a crazy mentality. It was very harsh. But new Rachel says, you know what? I know that I can serve everyone better by taking care of myself today, nipping this in the bud today, and ultimately coming back tomorrow feeling 100%. And so I want you to really take note of that. What are you doing to make sure that you're able to not do a disservice to your clients, to yourself, to your family, to your students, whatever it is? Note the law of diminishing returns and how that comes into play. And with that, we have a little sick baby who just woke up. So I will see you guys tomorrow on the podcast. See you later.
Sure.